Well, welcome along to one of our very first bonus podcasts here on Full Credit to the Boys. It's former legend, at former underscore legend, and myself, at late mailman. Welcome along to our State of Origin Game 2 preview. Welcome, are you pumped?
Bit of a Demtel special, 2-for-1.
Get in now, buy now.
2-for-1.
Do we have any steak knives? Because mine are all blunt as buggery.
I got a lifetime warranty on my steak knives from that Tim Shaw.
Yeah.
Where's he at? I need to get a replacement.
I met him in 1994.
Did you?
He was...
I'm going to guess.
I was pretty young at the time.
Dickhead.
He was not such a bad bloke. Very tall. Very tall. Much taller than me.
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah.
This is State of Origin, right?
Mm.
Not Demtel.
No.
State of Origin, game two, tomorrow night. Or tonight, if you're listening to this tomorrow. Or yesterday, if you're listening to it on Thursday.
Or...
Congratulations to the winner of...
The Blues.
The game. Well, we will see. What we're going to do through is just run through a bit of a tip sort of thing.
An abbreviated version of our regular podcast, basically.
It's basically like our multi. This is just our whole multi and see what we can get to.
Oh, before we start and before I forget.
Okay.
Sports bet, Joel's Mob.
Yes.
$1.20 for any rain during the game. Get on it. Special. $1.20.
I heard him talk about this yesterday, and I texted him. I said, this is Joel Kane we're talking about, of course, Mr. Sports Bet, and said, are you fair income? There's a market for the rain. And he said, yeah, there is.
$1.20. It's just money for jam. It's going to pour.
The house on that one.
Yeah.
It's so Melbourne.
Any multi you put in, always add that to it.
Absolutely. It'd be a good little kicker. Now, State of Origin, game two. Who's going to be the winner?
Yeah, the Blues.
Queensland.
No.
Yeah, that's a head-heart thing going on.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah. Well, look at it. It's win-win, right? I say Queensland are going to win.
I do that a bit. I do that betting with the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bet against them. If they win, I'm not disappointed.
And if Queensland win, I'm a savant.
Yeah. What's that mean?
Well, I am anyway. You can look it up. S-A-V-A-N-T. And if they lose, then happy days. The Blues are back in the series.
Mm.
Score.
I've got 16-10 Blues, obviously.
I've got 18-8. I wonder whether that's too many points. I mean, they're the same amount of points.
Mm.
26 points. I've actually thought about it more this afternoon. It's going to be wet. And it's not a rugby league ground as such.
Mm.
Well, it's not at all.
Mm.
Are we going to see that many points?
Yeah.
I think under-over is set at about
32. I believe.
32. Yeah. 32, you're right.
Yeah.
I'd be stacking on unders.
Yeah,
So. We've inadvertently turned this into a betting podcast.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Sports bet, you want to come on board? Mm. Happy days. 18-8 I had, Queensland winning 18-8. Game changer in game one will be. Game two. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
That's my dyslexia.
David Clemmer.
I've got IG. Sorry, that's my dyslexia again. GI, Greg Inglis.
Yeah, really.
David Clemmer, I like that one. I think it's a good call.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to have enough minutes to be a game changer.
We'll get to that.
Greg Inglis, he seems like quite a vengeful bastard.
Mm.
I haven't met him, but I feel like all the bad press he's had after game one.
You're like that Steph Curry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't bag him. Don't kick the hornet's nest.
Yeah, don't say that someone played all over him, Matthew Dellavedova, who then goes missing for the next two games.
Australia's brushed that bloke.
They have.
American.
Fuck Australia, we're so fickle. You watch Bogut gets back on the court and sinks like one three-pointer. Australia will be over him like a rash. Game changer. I reckon Greg Inglis, I think he's got a point to prove.
Yeah.
And he's going to be angry, and he's going to be big and strong and fast. And how do you stop that man when he's angry?
I've heard that they're going to do some different things with Inglis during the game.
Including, he
may well play three different positions during the game.
Yeah, I heard maybe he might stick out on the wing for a little bit so he can kick return.
Yes. That's not good.
Yeah. I'd much rather Darius Boyd running at me than Greg Inglis. Yeah. All I would need is a crowbar.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man of the match will be?
I'm going to say it for the second game in a row, Josh Dugan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, if New South Wales had won,
he's man of the match, hands down. And there were even people calling for him to be man of the match even though we didn't win.
Yeah. Oh, that doesn't go down well. I thought he played just asked Daly Cherry-Evans after the 13 grand final.
Yeah. I thought he played a sensational game.
He really did. He really did. Yeah.
And as easy it is to take piss out of him with cruisers and fishing on the Kingsway at Miranda, he was sensational, and he may well have turned a corner in his life as well as his career.
I think I might have said the same thing, man of the match in game one. I don't know, Jonathan Thurston?
Yeah, it's a good bet.
Yeah. It's a bit of a beige bet. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
But
it's like back in Curtis Rayner, who the first try scorer in any Canterbury game at the moment.
Yeah.
Nine times this year already.
Yeah, Jonathan Thurston, again. Yeah,
I think it's a good bet.
He's, I wouldn't go as far as to say the modern day Wally Lewis, but in terms of association with Queensland and State of Origin, he's played like 20 something in a row now. And he's, I don't think he's played a bad one in there. Yeah, if he has, true. I can't remember it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
if they win, it's a massive, massive chance, isn't
it? Yeah. Dud of game two will be.
I'm going to call the back flipper, Cherry Evans. Still have not seen him perform at that level yet.
Well, because he's a half coming off the bench.
I know that. And
I've never seen that number 14 jersey for Queensland perform.
Yeah.
You know?
I get that.
He did have one game in the seven last year.
He has played tests as well.
One and a half, yeah.
But off the bench as well. So, yeah. Look, I just... He's yet to show it, and I'm hoping that tomorrow night's another occasion.
Well, he was busted last year when he played that game, like in a Robbie Farah kind of busted way, where he probably shouldn't have been selected, but was. I think he'll be all the better for having had a proper actual
week and a half
with the team.
Yeah, Cameron Smith said the same.
I'd like to see him do well. I don't think he'll be the dud of game two. I think Ryan Hoffman will be, which is interesting. Because Ryan Hoffman's apparently the one running at Daly Cherry Evans. So we'll see.
Yeah. What brings you to that conclusion?
Well, because everyone always says that Ryan Hoffman has these great games. And I'm like, really? I didn't see that.
He's a footballer, mate.
I don't really even see him with the ball in his hand. Maybe I'm blinking at the wrong time. I'm maybe completely out of school saying that. But Ryan Hoffman, dud of game two. We will see with the all-important Daily Telegraph ratings on Thursday morning.
Barry Toohey, pull your head out of your rectum. He missed some terrible... He made some bad calls after game one.
Shocking calls. Because they're trying to be the first one out there with
Barry them. Likes a beer. I think he's ripped into him early.
First try scorer.
Ow. What was that?
That's a fan.
Okay.
A fan of
was. Where were we at to?
First try scorer.
Okay. First try scorer, Brett Morris.
Okay.
Or if Queenslander, I always go either, as I told you once before. Okay. If it's a Queenslander, Sam Burgess's one-time lover, Will Chambers.
Yeah. Oh, the screw grip.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ever since that day, he's come good.
Yeah. And he's like up for man of the match honours and stuff now, almost in lieu of Sam.
Yeah.
It's
he passed
on his powers from his hand
that may be it.
Into his scrote.
So maybe the go is the first tackle he gets tackled, Queenslander just grab him on the old hairy beanbag.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sam Thaiday. That right edge, I worry about like a little gap opening up. Michael Jennings just like pretending, well, forgetting that he's playing football for a second and just maybe a little drift and a little hole opens up.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Mind you, Bo Scott did a great job in game one.
So he did.
We'll see. Last try scorer.
Ryan Hoffman.
No, not true. He'll be the dud.
So. Oof. Big call anyway.
Greg Inglis. Again.
Wow.
Mind you, if he's the game changer and his last try scorer, a good chance he'll get man of the match.
Just going off your list, there's any...
Jonathan Thurston thing out of the...
off your list, there's only four Queenslanders playing.
Yeah, well, if you listen to our other podcast, our regular podcast this week, you would notice that we went pretty hard on Parramatta.
Sorry.
Not on purpose. Sorry, Eels fans. But... you can get it in the same place you've downloaded this one, of course, at iTunes. You'll notice during this that I've gone pretty hard for Queensland too, so against New South Wales, which is, it hurts me to do all this.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Greg Inglis, Parramatta thing,
I mean, if you just grit your teeth and think of their board as you start bagging them, it's pretty easy.
It's true. Yeah. Speaking of Parramatta, Will Hopewadi will score how many tries?
Zero.
I've got 0-2.
Yeah.
What wing's he on? He's on the... Well, it depends. He was on the right wing, but
will they split the Morrises or put them together?
No, they'll probably put them together because that's what they did to great effect in game one last year.
Okay.
So, Hopewadi might go to the left wing, which he's actually played on and scored a try in Origin.
Right.
So, that could happen.
Are you changing?
No. No.
That's 2 minutes we won't get back.
Anyway, it might help our listeners. It might help our listeners. I tweeted something last night and someone sort of poked fun at me. And I was like, well, mate, because I said that Nathan Peets has got a suspected ACL, and he goes, have you got, that's what the TV said. And I was like, yeah, what's your point? And he said, are you going to give us live commentary next? And I said, not everyone's on Twitter and on their TV. You fucking idiot. I called him a pelican, though. I didn't call him a fucking idiot. Cause I
at least Phil Gould hasn't had a crack at you this week.
And then I blocked him.
did you?
Yeah, of course I did. I don't need dickheads like that in my life.
Oh, jeez.
So I'll read your negative tweet, but then I'll just block you and you can never tweet to me again.
And make him famous on here as well.
Justin Hodges will agitate how many players by rubbing their head after a mistake?
5.
17.
Every
New Zealand
player. Is that every New Zealand
player?
Or
right.
Just a couple of Queenslanders?
No, the same player 17 times.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No, every player. He's a dick.
Yeah.
Name 3 phrases that will be done to death during the telecast. Go.
Sporting capital.
Okay, yes. I reckon that'll be in the first sentence.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sports greatest rivalry.
Yes.
And like a cauldron.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, what are yours?
I've got full credit to the boys / Queensland / New South Wales.
Come on, get it home.
I've got yai yai yippee yippee yai yai.
No, I'm out. See you later.
Because I think good. Queensland are going to win. And I've also got coming up on Channel 9 because they're going to do those stupid liners where Rabs, if he indeed commentates, because there's talk he won't, but let's face it, he'll will. Where Rabs pretends to know what the hell he's talking about.
Mm.
Yes, yes. Catch Eddie on the Who Wants to Be a Trillionaire, I think it's called. yeah. Never seen it myself, but I hear it's great.
Daryl Summers on The Voice.
Yeah, so we'll see. Will Daily Cherry Evans do some kind of backflip?
Now, I've got it in my mind that he's going to lead the Queenslanders out, out of the tunnel, doing multiple backflips like one of those.
Yeah, like a
acrobats, cheerleader.
Yeah. Or like Nathan Blacklock.
Because let's face it, he's got it in him now.
Yeah.
It's his one good move, backflipping.
We'll see. I don't really know how to answer that one. Crowd.
Okay, so you, the Forrest Gump / Rain Man of crowd numbers.
Yeah, I was 56 off in the first
56
game.
56 off, you're hanging on to that. So I'm going to trump you and get it exactly this time.
Okay.
87,000.
Yep.
211.
Okay.
211 of those will be genuine Victorian rugby league fans.
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. 87,211.
I've got 85,183.
Write them down, Clive.
I don't really know what the MCG's official capacity is these days.
101, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think.
Where the hell do those extra 15 come from? Because you never see much more than 80 something, do you?
Yeah, ever been there?
Yes, I've been there on day one of the Boxing Day test for 4 years in a row.
I was there for Warnie's last ever Shield game.
Shield game?
There you go.
How many people?
I was it.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Shield game.
Put it this way, I didn't have to struggle for a seat.
Mate, the echoes are deafening.
Yeah.
Unders overs. Quick one before we wrap this up. Kickoff time, 8:12. Over or under, as in earlier or later. Last time, it was massive overs.
I'm going to go over again.
I'm going to go massive overs. So yeah. I went unders.
Oh,
or I think I went either unders or on.
Yeah.
But, mate, that blew out.
8:19 again.
Yeah, I've got overs later. So I'm going to go 8:18. I was actually born at 8:18.
Were you?
In the morning, but that doesn't matter for the sake of this.
You're going to be teary there.
Mm. 40-20s, under or over 0.5. So will there be one?
No.
Or zero?
No.
Or more?
Rain.
I was thinking about this one this afternoon. And I thought, Daly Cherry-Evans is going to have a point to prove. Can kick a 40-20.
Mm.
I was just picturing them saying, first set, New South Wales kick off, Queensland get to the 40-metre line on the third, fourth tackle, out to Daly Cherry-Evans, and he tries to pot a 40-20 in the first set of the game. That would be a momentum changer early on. Not really a momentum changer, but a momentum grabber. Mm. So anyway, I'm going to say over one.
Okay. No, so I don't see it. I don't, especially thinking about that now, you've made me think about it a little bit harder. I definitely don't see one from the blue side of the camp.
No, Farrell probably the only likelihood.
Yeah.
He tries to like to do him out of
the dummy half. He'd be needled up. So.
You don't kick with your shoulder, mate.
Yeah, I know, but
we'll see. Hmm. We'll see. The number of times Sam Thaiday will be third man into a tackle, under or over 16?
Over. First half.
I'm going to say under.
Third man in.
I'm going to say over in the first half.
In the first half.
Yeah.
Third man in.
I'm going to say under because I just, for some reason, I'm just hoping that he doesn't do too many tackles. Has a bit of a shit game.
Yeah.
Misses more than he gets. So I'm going to say under.
Yeah, I don't see it. He'd be third man in on a bicycle.
Now, this is interesting. Your man, David Clemmer.
Love him.
Beardless, thank God, this time.
Yes.
How many minutes will Clemmer play, under or over 18?
Under, and I think it's a mistake.
Yeah, I'm going to say over, because that's more a hope. It's,
yeah.
He and Merrin need to get more involved. It's just that simple. Yeah,
I agree. And,
and if there's one thing that I know more than Laurie Daly, it's rugby league.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say under, unfortunately. But I think with the maturity he showed during that first game, he's entitled to play a little bit more.
Yeah.
He ran into a fight where David Clemmer, maybe even only 8 weeks ago,
yes,
would have chocked someone.
Yeah, David Clemmer pre-Good Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I hope Laurie uses him to his absolute extreme.
Can you imagine David Clemmer in Origin 3 years ago?
Oh, he's a monster.
Jesus.
I love him.
Yeah, I'm going to say over, and that's more hope than than a prediction. Percentage of the crowd cheering for the Blues, under or over 25%?
Under.
Okay, I've
got under 2. Victorians are idiots.
I've got under 2.
Yeah.
Percentage of crowd cheering for the Morons. Maroons. Morons.
Morons.
Maroons. Maroons. Under or over 40%?
Over. And most will remove their teeth to prove their authenticity.
I've got unders, which means that where the hell is the rest of the crowd? Who the hell is the rest of the crowd?
That's the next question.
Yes, I see. Percentage of the crowd who thought they bought tickets to an AFL game, under or over 50%?
Over.
Yeah, I got overs too. The number of times Victorians will ask each other, why didn't we get a point for narrowly missing a goal? Under or over 3.5?
Well, I think there'll be at least 4 goals, so I'll say under.
I've got overs because there's going to be like 50,000 people there who don't have a clue. And I reckon most of them will say that.
Just quickly, what do you think about the game going to Victoria?
I don't like it.
Nah.
It's not a new thing, but I think more people have a say these days.
Yeah.
Social media allows a lot more input from people who don't necessarily need to have the input or shouldn't have the input. Myself included.
I listen to, as I told you once before, I listen to Eddie McGuire's show every day from down in Victoria, Triple M, obviously. Yep. And
on your crystal set?
From what I hear, there's been 20,000 tickets given away.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Every day he gives a lot of stuff away to callers during the day every day.
Yeah.
And I've listened, just mentally taken a note. Every day, do you want tickets to the Victorian Boat Show or the State of Origin? Never once has someone said State of Origin. Do you want tickets to the...
Truly?
I'm telling you the truth, mate. Do you want tickets to the Craft Beer Festival or the State of Origin? Craft Beer Festival. To the point where I noticed last week, he wasn't given the option and he was given away 4 at a time.
I actually wonder... that's a bit of a conniving plan by Eddie to show up rugby league.
Because he hasn't mentioned it. And the thing is with Eddie, he's strong.
Yeah, but maybe he's allowing us to draw these own conclusions, right?
Because the one thing he always is pushing is the sporting capital of the world.
Yeah, it's
right.
True.
If they didn't show up to that, or if he took the piss and said, no one wants to go to it, it would disprove that they're the sporting capital of the world.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't agree. I don't believe it's some sort of scheme. I just think it's a bad look.
All right. A couple left. Series winner will be?
Well, only I can answer mine because yours have already made yours up with your second Queensland win. I'm going to say the Blues. I still think we can do it.
Did you say that before game one?
Yes.
Right. I've got Queensland. Cause
I thought we were going to win last week last game.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd win the second game down here. Now we have to do it the tough way.
Yeah, I regrettably think Queensland will. I just don't think... Not to say that they necessarily win this game, but if they lose this game, I don't see them losing in Lang Park for game 3.
Yeah, I understand.
Or more's the point, I find it hard to see New South Wales winning both this game and then going to Queensland for a game 3 decided to win.
Which, I mean, if it's a dead rubber by the time they get up there, Thankfully, that means some people won't piss in their seats. They might just get up and go into the toilet.
I wonder where she is at the moment.
Queenslander, mate. Probably missed Queensland this year or something.
And finally, player of the series will be...
I'm still going to go with this as well. Josh Duggan.
Yep.
And by this time next week, he'll be driving a car for Nick Politis.
Ah, nice, yes.
Yeah.
Nothing says come to my club like a Toyota. With any luck, he'll get himself a nice little Yaris.
He's a Kluger.
Mm.
Yeah,
Yaris is very economical, Josh. You can save a lot of money on petrol by coming to the Roosters.
Yeah.
You say, Uncle Nick, mate, you're paying for my petrol.
Deep pockets.
Give me a Land Cruiser, you twit. Anyway,
I
say Jonathan Thurston without much confidence or heart. I just would like to see New South Wales win.
I'm still a believer.
Okay.
And you're...
Well, if you sort of did a bit of a mental answer to any of those, please let us know at LateMailman, at @former_legend. We are at @FCTTB_podcast as well on Twitter. Love to hear from you guys. Good luck to the Blues.
Come on, boys.
We'll catch you next week on Full Credit to the Boys.